Stan, we have nothing new, I guess, on how Fuzzy Zeller's doing down in Atlanta.
No, not yet, but it should not be too much longer before a score starts to come through.
He was in second place at the end of yesterday's play in the Atlanta Golf Classic, and he is one of the late starters today. Steve Pate has the early second-round lead with a 66 today for a two-day total of 133. Now, Fuzzy, of course, one of the best golfers in America, and now we know who is the worst golfer in America.
Who is that?
After 257 strokes and 60 lost balls, Angelo Spagnuolo of Fayette City, Pennsylvania, has been named America's worst avid golfer. He won in a foursome organized by Golf Digest magazine, and it was the 17th hole at the Ponte Verde Beach, Florida course that sealed the victory for the 31-year-old grocery store manager. Spagnuolo had taken 66 strokes on a par 3 hole, with 27 of those balls going into the lake. That 66 strokes and 27 balls in the lake when officials could stand it no longer and gave him the award. Spagnuolo concedes that he had a rough time on the 17th. He says, "I kept hearing my son saying, 'Dad,' and then laughing."
Yeah.
And Spagnuolo says that he thinks his son, by the way, is a better golfer than he is. Spagnuolo's son is 7 years old. That would have been fun. His final score at 257. That was just through 17 holes. 434, I'm Bob Booty, and we're wacky. Who'll be the next in line? Those are the Kinks. Ray Davies of the Kinks having a birthday today. Ray is 41. It's 20 minutes before 5, 440 with Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. We'll get the weekend officially underway shortly after 5 o'clock. Tonight is Wacky Wet and Wild Night at the Waterboggin, across from the Marriott in Clarksville, right next to the Kentuckiana Sports Center. And the deal is that tonight only, from 6 until 9, well, tonight and then again next Friday night, from 6 until 9 p.m., you get a special low admission price of only $1.25. Plus, with each admission, you get a ticket for a free Coke, so you can ride the Waterboggin, the gigantic water slide, and what a great night this is going to be for it. And also, be sure to try the great new taste of Coke. It's great family fun. Special prices tonight from 6 until 9, Wacky Wet and Wild Night at the Waterboggin, right across from the Marriott in Clarksville.
I need your love.
I want more of this. I need your love tonight. That's Elvis, of course, and before that, Louisville's Monarchs with This Old Heart. I'm Bob Moody at the Oldie Station Wacky Radio, quarter till 5 on a Friday. This Sunday afternoon, I'm going to have the honor of presenting the Wacky Trophy, a special trophy to the car that I like best out of all of the classic and custom cars and trucks that will be on display at Wheels for Kids at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center over on the east side, over by the horse barns, I understand, is where all of these custom cars and trucks, for that matter, too, will be on display. Also, family entertainment. The Smurfs will be there for the kids, along with the Corsair Pipe and Drum Corps, and the Corsair Clowns will be there. Also, a celebrity dunk tank. So whether you're there to exhibit a car or whether you're there just to take a look at them and to entertain the kids and help out the Corsair charities who benefit from all this, it should be a great afternoon. And actually, it goes on all day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Sunday at the fairgrounds. I'll be out there Sunday afternoon from 1 until 4. Wheels for Kids, with all proceeds going to the Corsair Charities. That's old George. Before he became a motion picture producer, George was always asking the big question, like, what is life? George Harrison at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. The weekend AccuWeather forecast and more details on Wacky Wet and Wild Night at the Waterboggin right after this. AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson. That is tonight, by the way. Bob Larson says it'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, the low in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, breezy and warm, but a few thunderstorms are likely during the day, with a high in the upper 80s, maybe even 90 degrees. Sunday should be a nice day, though, partly sunny with a high of 85. 83 our current temperature, with mostly sunny skies at WAKY.
Come on, get out.
Let me sleep at night.
Never did really love me. You just keep me hanging on. That's all. Diana Ross and the Supremes with Bob Moody at the Oldies Station Wacky Radio. We'll get the weekend officially underway about 10 minutes from now on the Wack.
It's over.
Here's Brooke Benton. 1959, I'm telling you, darling. It's just a matter of time.
Meteorologist Bob Larson.
At 5:05, we have partly sunny skies, 83 degrees at WAKY.
Well, here we are, Stan the Newsman, on the first day of summer. And a big weekend ahead of us. We have Wacky Wet and Wild Night at the Waterboggin tonight. Wheels for Fun at the fairgrounds Sunday afternoon. We'll all be presenting the special Wacky Trophy. I'll tell you more about both of those events later on this hour. But also the big event at the Bullitt County Fairgrounds tomorrow afternoon at 3, the Kentucky Frog Jumping Championship.
Oh, yeah.
As 20 top frogs compete for the state title. Sounds like a dragway spot, doesn't it? Be there, be there. First place gets a big trophy, a trip for two to Kings Island, and $100. And they have a $1,000 bonus for anyone who beats the world record of 21 feet, 1.5 inches.
Mm.
The Kentucky record for frogs is 14 feet 11 inches. That was set back in 1983 by, you'll remember this duo, Todd Smith and his frog, Red Lightning.
Why, sure, Red Lightning.
One of the top frogs in the world, right up there with Kermit and Jeremy Fisher. That was 2 years ago. That's 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Bullitt County Fairgrounds. Let's get this weekend underway.
All
Let
right.
the games begin. That's what I am. I am your Venus. Your Apollo. That Shocking Blue from 1970. Before that song, we used to get every weekend officially underway. The Easy Beats on Friday on my mind is 5:12 with Bob Moody. This afternoon's message from Big Red and Thor at the Heine Winery in 1 minute.
At Byerly Ford.
Well, today, of course, marks the official beginning of summer in the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Wadi, Kentucky. The home of Heine Wine is gearing up in a big way for the summer months ahead. Now, the winery held a major press conference yesterday afternoon to announce some of their summer plans. It's going to be just fascinating, really exciting. For instance, the 4th of July celebration next month will be the biggest in the winery's history, with everything from the usual picnic on the winery grounds to the fireworks display at the end of the day. You know, that's where they give everybody a free can of Heine wine and a Roman candle, and then as darkness falls, everybody sticks a Roman candle in their Heine and lights it. But the big surprise came when it was announced there would be a load of special guests performing at this year's 4th of July picnic. The winery has contacted some of the biggest names in showbiz. Names like Fanny Flagg, Red Buttons, and Earl Butts have been invited. Looks like it's going to be quite a day on the 4th of July at the Heine Winery in Wadi. As always, there'll be a sing-along right before the fireworks display. The crowd will be asked to join in and sing some old-time favorites like You're a Grand Old Flag, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, and America the Beautiful, along with some Heine family favorites like Blue Moon, Moon Shadow, and Moon River. So call the winery now and make your reservations to be at this year's 4th of July celebration at the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Wadi. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's Peppermint Twist, Joy D and the Starlighters, and Jerry Lee Lewis before that, The Killer. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's 5:18. I'm Bob Moody at Wacky Radio. The weekend already underway. Tonight's going to be a great night for Wacky Wet and Wild Night at the Waterboggin across from the Marriott in Clarksville. Tonight, from 6 until 9 only, you get a special low admission price of $1.25. And not only does $1.25 get you in at a bargain rate onto the water slide, but you'll also get a ticket for a free Coke so that you can ride the Waterboggin and also try the great new taste of Coke tonight at the Waterboggin from 6 until 9 p.m., located right across from the Marriott in Clarksville.
Call the Reds for details.
AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson saying that tonight will be clear to partly cloudy with a nice breeze and a low in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, breezy and warm, a high in the upper 80s, maybe even 90 degrees, but we do have a good possibility, in fact, a likelihood of a few thunderstorms in the area tomorrow. Should clear off tomorrow night, and then Sunday will be great, partly sunny with a high of 85. That's good news for Wheels for Fun out at the fairgrounds. It looks like they're going to enjoy good weather as they raise money for the Cosair Charities. Good weather right now, 82 degrees, mostly sunny skies at WAKY.
Afternoon Delight.
Some of John Denver's very close personal friends is Starland Vocal Band from 1976. That's Afternoon Delight. This is Bob Moody at Wacky Radio 525. Want to take a half a minute here to tell you about some of the special shows we have coming up this weekend. I think you'll enjoy tomorrow morning from 8 until noon. Dick Clark's Rock, Roll, and Remember will focus on the year 1968. And the guest artist, you'll be hearing interviews with him as well as his music, will be the Reverend Al Green. Then tomorrow night, for live via satellite from 7 until midnight, Solid Gold Saturday tonight. Night with Dick Bartley will be featuring the music of the Lovin' Spoonful Sunday morning at 9:30. My favorite show on the radio, Ask the Professor. You've just got to hear this one to believe it. Then at 10 o'clock, Gary Owens with Super Tracks. And Sunday night from 6 until midnight, 6 hours of Wolfman Jack. Weekends are always wacky. It's Peter and Gordon with a John Lennon, Paul McCartney song, A World Without Love. It's now 5:36 at Wacky Radio. In just about 1 minute, we'll be joining the Reds Radio Network for tonight's doubleheader from Riverfront Stadium. The Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves on WAKY Louisville.